coming up on the next official World Chart.
Fruity comes in six different flavors. Fruity original, fruity guava, fruity mango, fruity pineapple, fruity apple, and fruity granite. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages. Enjoy untapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 and visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM News.
Good afternoon and welcome to the 12 Hours Main News Bulletin. The headlines. President Hizulema leads mourners in honoring Archbishop Calixto Mpundu. Political historian warns of escalating political tensions ahead of polls. And Trump says he will speak to Taiwan's president, breaks some protocol. To present the news in detail, my name is Masuzi Ongola. President Hage Nehizilima and schools of mourners have gathered at the Cathedral of the Child of Jesus to pay their last respects to His Grace, Most Reverend Archbishop Emeritus Calixto Mpundu, who died on May 15, 2026. Others in attendance included Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kanga, Tonsea Land's presidential candidate Brian Ndwide and his running mate Makebi Zulu, former Lunte Member of Parliament Mutotwe Kapwaya and Given Mubinda, among others. In his homily, Archbishop of Lusaka, Dr. Alice Banda, described Archbishop Mpundu as a compassionate servant dedicated to serving all people. Archbishop Banda said Archbishop Mpundu spoke boldly on issues of good governance, condemned corruption and called on leaders to resist authoritarian tendencies. He has added that the late Archbishop championed a level of political playing field and was a strong advocate for social justice.
Archbishop Mpundu espoused his philosophy as a compassionate savior who put people first. He put service above state, was a value, and responsive to the cries of the poor, the weak, and the dogs. Was a passion for justice and defender of the dignity of every human being. Especially the disenfranchised, the refugees, the incarcerated, and the outcasts of our society.
Political historian Dr. Sishua Sishua says attacks involving former Mazaboka Central Member of Parliament Gary Nkombo reflect broader patterns of political violence and growing tensions ahead of elections. Speaking on the Red Horse Breakfast Show this morning, Dr. Sishua said UPND cadres have over the past 4 years also exhibited violent behavior, stating that political intolerance remains a major concern in Zambia's political landscape. He said incidents involving political cadres have, in some cases, occurred publicly without clear accountability, raising concerns about impunity and weak enforcement of the law. Dr. Sishua also questioned President Hage Nehizilema's response, saying condemnation of violence must be accompanied by consistent action, regardless of political affiliation.
As a UPND cadre, they are not angels. They have shown us over the last 4.5 years that they are also violent. And it was sad to see the cadres beating, you know, Gary Nkombo. But when you actually look back over the last 4 years, you see UPND cadres have been doing this, you know, without consequence. They have been beating opposition politicians. The way the president has treated Gary Nkombo is disgraceful and disgusting, to say the least. You know, first he kicked Gary out of cabinet. You know, he was minister of local government. If you remember, even when he was appointing cabinet, Gary was one of the last people that they appointed. It's almost as if it was an afterthought. So, like, was reluctant appointing cabinet, and then he kicked him out of cabinet.
Meanwhile, Human Rights Commission Chairperson Dr. Pamela Sambo has urged the Zambia Police and other law enforcement agencies to act swiftly and impartially on reported cases of political violence, warning that failure to do so puts your impunity ahead of the August 15th general election.
There is an urgent need for the United Party for National Development, UPND leadership, to send a clear and unequivocal message that political violence has no place in a democratic society, and that such lawlessness will attract firm and impartial legal consequences regardless of the identity or political affiliation of the perpetrators. The Commission therefore calls upon the Zambia Police Service and other relevant law enforcement and prosecutorial authorities to act swiftly, professionally, and impartially to ensure accountability in all reported cases of political violence.
Filing in for the presidential nomination is underway for the Zambia Must Prosper Party led by President Kelvin Bwalyasube, KBF, at the Mulungushi International Conference Center in Lusaka. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, rescheduled KBF's appointment from his initial nomination window of May 18th to today, Thursday, May 22nd, 2026, following his request, with the party dismissing rumors that he had failed to meet the filing requirements. Mr. Fube arrived at the Presidential Nomination Center at around 10 hours, had photographs of him taken by the ECZ by 11:50 hours, but is yet to officially submit his affidavit and accompanying documents before they officially file in his nomination. He is accompanied by his running mate, Nina Katolo, and is the first presidential candidate to appear before the ECZ for nomination filing today. Others expected to file in nominations today include the Golden Party President Jackson Sinawe, Democratic Union President Akin Ndogu, Independent Presidential Candidate Dr. Given Katuta, and Organized People's Party President Dr. Brian Mashimba. The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia, RDAZ, has challenged the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, to publicly account for submissions made by the association regarding alleged corruption in health sector recruitment processes. RDAZ President Dr. Paul Chiwe has accused the commission of ignoring serious complaints while strictly condemning remarks by outgoing Health Minister Dr. Alex Katakwe, suggesting that public officials receiving tokens of appreciation after delivering services was acceptable. Dr. Chiwe says the association is disappointed and outraged by what it described as ACC's selective response to corruption-related issues. He said the association's main concern is the ACC's handling of previously submitted allegations of bribery and extortion in health workers' recruitment, which he said were backed by documentation and testimonies from the doctors. Dr. Chiwe has since demanded that the ACC publicly disclose what investigations, if any, were conducted into the submissions, what findings were reached, and what actions were taken.
Our members have come forward as a personal and professional risk to report corruption that happened not in fair speeches, but in actual practice. Corruption that determines who gets employed, who gets posted where, and who gets beyond the orders of money. To date, we have received no minimum feedback, no acknowledgement of investigations, and no public communication on outcome of this submission. The SEC did not act. The SEC did not respond. The SEC was silent. And yet, when demanding a departing minister make a friendly, you advise the market to tell his vendor marks and subsequently, he successfully withdrew and abandoned. So the SEC found its voice within hours. Statements of issues, courts were recited, in a press release were distributed. This is not anti-corruption work. This is theater.
The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has approved 42 licenses, 5 construction payments, and various license amendments with a total investment page of 608 million kwacha targeted at energy service delivery and infrastructure development. ERB Public Relations Manager Namukolo Kakempa says the approvals covering electricity, renewable energy, and the downstream petroleum subsectors signal broad-based expansion across Zambia's energy value chain. She said the decisions were made during the ERB Licensing Committee meeting held on May 15, 2026, reflecting continued investor confidence in the sector. Ms. Kasumba said in the downstream petroleum subsector, the ERB authorized the construction of 3 retail service stations and approved the commissioning of 2 others for operational use. She has added that the ERB had also licensed 40